Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. And we have Joe all the way from Washington, D.C., and Owen all the way from Marconi House, right beside me. What's up?
You all right?
I don't know. I like these headphones.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. You look like a real podcaster now.
Do I? Is there such thing as a real podcaster anymore?
No.
Flooded, isn't it? Any questions?
Oh, it's saturated.
We have a question from Tommy.
Tommy Bow, is it?
10 siblings. Tommy wants to know, what's the best thing to have in the press in case of a doomsday situation? Everyone goes mad for bread, but what are they doing eating dry loaf? I think the best option is a tin of rice pudding. Won't go off, doesn't need to be heated up or kept cold, nutritious and filling.
Is filling and nutritious.
That's Tommy's.
It's more like dessert though, isn't it? I don't want to be eating desserts for the rest of it.
Well,
maybe a Frey Bentos.
If this is a doomsday situation,
Frey Bentos.
What quality of life?
You'd have to cook that.
Yeah, fucking get, light a fire under it. Frey Bento.
Do you have to cook that, or can you eat that straight out of the tin?
I'd eat that straight out of the tin, little Frey
Bento. I think
it's
cooked, you're just reheating it, yeah.
Well, like the pastry rises, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, no, you're right. Yeah, the pie, you have to cook it, yeah.
It's like pine. The pastry would need to be cooked, yeah, and the mince to be heated and all that. Never had one.
I like chewing
it. The press a while, though.
Chewing it.
Oh, I don't really like that.
Chewed all that tin mackerel. The mackerel in a spicy tomato sauce. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, yeah. Maybe some spaghetti. Some Heinz spaghetti. Spaghetti hoop. Spaghetti hoops or shapes or Power Ranger ones, Barbie ones.
Eat them cold, you dirty bastard.
What?
Eat them cold.
Did it in free gaff.
Dirty. Yeah, beans. Just beans.
Disgusting. I hate beans. Hot or cold.
Look, there's no good answer for this, unfortunately. Dog food. It brings me back to dog food.
Yeah.
Coke never noodles. Goes off.
Do you know what? Noodles. Like coke noodles. Like,
you have to cook.
Yeah, but like even them raw. Do you ever just have a little bit raw? They're nice.
No.
Oh, they're lovely. Look nice and crunchy off them. Ugh. Don't say you never fucking. Everyone does that. Have us a bit of the instant noodles.
Like, okay,
raw.
I did.
Everyone. And if you didn't, you're missing out. Get on it.
My answer is going to be mackerel and spicy tomato sauce. Delish. Maybe. Or wagon wheels. Just a load of wagon wheels, man.
Maybe a can of meatballs.
Peanut butter. It's a good one. Eat that for days.
I go for instant noodles. And just like munch on them. Put the curry powder all over them and just munch on them.
Try.
No nutrition in them.
What if the water goes off?
I don't put water in them. I'm eating them dry. A little crunch. Or else a fried bento.
What about a fruit cocktail? Do you remember the fruit cocktail tins?
Like pineapple slices and grapes and shit.
Yeah. Lovely. You used to love that. And then you could drink the juice and everything.
That's
so bad for you.
It's full of sugar.
That's not.
It's
lovely.
Full of sugar.
That's, yeah.
Isn't it?
That'll get you through a winter. What's it called? What am I saying? A nuclear winter. That'll get you through a nuclear winter. Fruit cocktail tins.
Yeah. Aren't in a tin. You're spoiled for choice. Any more questions?
Yeah. Okay. If you're happy with your...
Fucking delighted with that one, yeah.
Darren Dale Davey has been on again.
Is he?
Darren Dale Davey.
Darren Dale Davey, yeah, I remember him.
Darren Dale Davey, yep. So, he says, in the last bonus episode, we were talking about people not wearing socks.
Were we?
In the last bonus?
Maybe it was a while back.
I don't know. Anyway, Darren Dale Davey says, one of his friends doesn't wear jocks. He says, the dirt bird would be just dry balling his trousers.
Uncomfortable.
Like some sort of psychopath.
Yeah.
So, Darren Dale Davies says this started a debate in the lads group chat, and they'd love to hear your opinions. Would you rather never wear socks again or never wear jocks again?
Socks.
Ah, never wear socks again. Yeah, lose the socks, not the fucking jocks. You wouldn't lose the jocks. That's disgusting, man.
Your feet would be so sweaty.
You'd spend a lot of money on new shoes.
Yeah. No, I'd wear flip-flops. Flip-flops and you'd be grand. Mm.
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable. Make a pair of Birkenstocks. You'd be freezing as well if you weren't wearing jocks.
Not just that, but like you'd be, it's dangerous. Yeah, I'm imagining wearing jeans and like if you have a piss and then you have to zip up, that is a dangerous game you're playing. And if you're wearing cotton bottoms, a little bit of dribble, it's not going to look good.
Piss all over yourself.
Mm.
Dirty. Dirty, smelly. Oh, be stinking.
Absorb the piss.
This is lovely. I mean, not to expect it. Yeah.
That's fucking, they sent in the question, man.
They did, yeah.
I like these headphones.
Never go commando.
I've been telling you for years to wear headphones.
I should have fucking done it a long time ago.
Didn't like that they sat in your hair or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. Now, I don't really care about my hair as much. Yeah. So.
Growth.
Growth.
James from Georgia has been back on.
I remember him well.
James from Georgia, Joe?
Nope.
Every time.
Doesn't ring a bell.
It's like you have selective amnesia for James from Georgia, because every single time we bring him up, which is a lot.
It is.
You've always forgotten him.
He's your co-star.
No recollection. Yeah.
James from Georgia.
Oh, James. Yeah.
He wants to know, would you rather always feel like you have a bit of food stuck in your teeth? You can wiggle around with your tongue, but you can't dislodge it even with floss.
Forever.
Or would you rather always feel like you burned the roof of your mouth? Like when you bite into a really hot piece of pizza and the cheese gets stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, I done that the other day.
They're both
I done that last Thursday coming in here. I got a fucking Americano. And I usually get a latte. But I wanted an Americano just to, try it out. See if it's posh enough for me on it. And I burnt the roof of me mouth, like me palate, like. And it's still sore, like. Got like a blister up there. I don't like that. So... What was the other one? What was the
food stuck in your teeth?
That's horrible, though.
Something stuck there forever, and you can't.
Bit
get
of pork,
of
bit of pork on a Sunday stuck in your teeth forever.
Lovely. What if it was like a popcorn? You know when you have a popcorn and there's a little bit stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, I don't mind finding them.
Nothing worse than that. Oh,
nothing better than finding a bit earlier on. Bit of ham or something.
It feels like the enamel off your teeth, and you're like, is that a bit of popcorn or is that the enamel off my teeth breaking off?
Is that me fucking denture?
That's just a bit of popcorn.
Is that me veneer coming off from Turkey or a popcorn bit? Yeah, I don't like that. Nah, I'd probably rather...
Like either, but
I don't know. Both are extremely horrible. But I think I'd rather have something stuck in my tooth over that burnt palate.
Same. Rather than burn your teeth. I mean... Constantly, like always, it always feels like the roof of your mouth is burnt.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could ignore the food in your teeth or get used to it.
Yeah, just play around with it. It just becomes you then, doesn't it?
Yeah, just play tongue tennis.
Yeah, same. Any more?
I have a bar at the back of my teeth holding my teeth in place after my braces. And that... I've never gotten used to that. That feels like there's something just stuck in my mouth. So I just kind of live with it.
Mm. Food gets stuck behind that sometimes.
Yeah. Fucking James from Georgia.
Sake, James.
Lunatic.
Fucking damn questions.
What a question is that?
Fuck's sake.
But yeah, food in the teeth. Food in the teeth.
Mm.
Oh, it'd smell like shite though, wouldn't it? After a while.
Oh, certainly would. Wouldn't be able to talk to people too close. They'd be saying, do you ever smell his breath? Do you ever smell his breath? Oh.
It smells like he has food in it for the last 10 years.
It smells like there's a tiny little bit of pork stuck in between his teeth.
Why pork, man? Why pork?
What type of pork as well?
Pork.
Like a rasher?
Fucking oven pork.
What, like crispy rasher?
A joint. A joint of pork with a pork crackling.
Now you see, that's a different ballgame entirely to a bit of, say, soft pork.
Yeah, pork crackling. Not the crackling, but the pork that's under the crackling. Like pork.
They pork, have
on
pork.
A, pork, pork on a Sunday dinner pork.
So like kind of sharp under your gum pork.
No, how is pork sharp? That's the crackling you're thinking of.
You said crackling.
I'm just saying, that's what it's called on the fucking tin. It's pork. It's not couldn't come in a tin. It's in plastic bag.
But that's what you said.
It's a, yeah, but it's
so pork. What called, am I talking about?
It's called pork crackling.
Exactly.
But I'm not talking about the crackling stuck in my teeth. I'm talking about the pork that's there as well.
It is. It's all pork.
The pork crackling is not. It's the fat off the pork.
It's all pork.
It's not pork. It's fat.
It's pork, man.
It's pork fat.
It's the fat.
It's,
the pork.
It's fat.
It's pork fat.
The fat that's on fucking ham is the same fat on pork.
Ham is pork.
Ham is pork, man.
That's
pork,
different.
Pork
that's
is
fucking,
just like pig.
If you're going to fucking Poxy Carvery and you're saying to the fucking chef, like, there's ham there, you're not going to say, give us pork.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would.
Give us that pork. No, you'd say, no, give us ham.
It's still pork. Because you don't call it that at the carvery doesn't mean it's not pork.
But it's ham, though.
Ham is pork.
But hang on. The pork crackling, like, so the fat on the pork, that's not like a separate dish or organism from.
Yeah, from you have the to pork. Drop your phone. I'll say you feel stupid now, do you? I know. I'm fucking winding this all up, are we? What's
yeah,
the next
way
question?
Yeah, with that. Way yeah, with yeah, that.
Yeah,
yeah,
fuck
yeah, with that, yeah.
Fucking bollocks, yeah.
Joe, a few people are wondering, is there any update on Coolocosaurus since you left?
It's up. It's in the garden, man.
No,
yeah, it's
no interference from the locals.
There's a new dinosaur thing that opened up. Did you see that new dinosaur thing that opened up?
In the zoo, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the zoo, yeah, the fuckers.
Loads of people are tagging me in it.
The fuckers.
People are tagging me in it saying, is that Joe's dinosaur?
Well, you saw that and you thought, ah, there's my big chance gone.
Yeah.
Other than me.
Well, I was thinking, like, they could have just bought my one. We went and bought other shit
for... Did you see the size, the ones they have, though? They're proper life-size ones.
Yeah.
They're huge.
My one's life-size. My one's life-size for the type of dinosaur it is. Okay? Okay?
You had offers to buy yours.
Yeah, but the offers weren't good enough.
No, they weren't good enough.
The offers weren't good enough. Mm. Needed better than that.
No, I think we've satisfied the listeners' collective curiosity there. That'll do us.
Fair play.
Okay.
Thanks for all that. Good man yourself. Right, we leave it there.
Yeah. Are you this bad at saying goodbye in person, Darren?
Like, no, I'm better in person.
What are you like after a job interview? I'd love to see you in a job interview. And then it comes to the end and you just go, right, okay. Yeah, this.
I would do that.
It just...
What else are you supposed to say?
Thank you.
I don't know. You.
I'd say see a light on me. Mm. Get up and walk out. My arse and all of you. Don't give a fuck.
I'm only thinking now the cameo that you played for us. You stopped it before you got to the end. It's like you don't know how to end the conversation.
I can't. Like I think at the end of it, I was like, so I'll say after a happy birthday, and then I go and happy birthday again. Like, happy birthday, and then happy birthday again. Like, fucking,
You're so awkward, man.
I wouldn't change it. I fucking love it. That's what you want. A bit of awkwardness in your life, yeah?
Off to eat some pork.
I'd love a bit of pork. Pork scratchings are nice, aren't they?
Mm.
They're not pork, though. They're crisps.
Did you ever get a hair in your pork scratching?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Proper pig pork hair. Scratchings have, like, bits of hair and bone and all.
I could picture, like, greasy men working in them factories.
Yeah, that's
invests,
what they're made for.
Invests. Yeah. Like, what's that fucking comedy fucking character from years ago? The BBC.
Rab C. Nesbitt.
Yeah. Rab C. Nesbitt.
Eating a few scratchings. Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, your man out.
Right, goodbye, people. Go and get yourself a packet of pork scratchings and send us a picture of the hairy ones.
Fair.
Mm. Bye.
TTYL.
Bye.